it's a massive honour, and it was a lot of hard work that paid off, and we really, really put everything in. I thought it was either everything or nothing this year, and we didn't leave any stone unturned, and we really went for it as a team, and we got the reward at the end.
So how hard a competition is it? Is it as hard as it looks on TV?
Series 2 was definitely, I felt, harder than the first series. For Series 1 to win, you had to sort of do 5 challenges. Series 2 was a lot longer. In total, we ended up doing 10 different challenges over a 6-week period, so it was really intense. We had to learn a lot of skills. We were tasked with things that we've never done before, and we only had like 4 days between each heat. So you'd go, you'd compete, and we got through to the next round. They'd give us the next challenge. We'd have 4 days to sort of learn that skill, practice that, put it into place, and then go and compete as best we could. A lot harder this year, but couldn't have done it without the two guys that I was with, Bear and Chris. They were probably the best team I could take with me at my disposal, and yeah, it really paid off. I think everyone just sort of gave everything, and we just cut ourselves off from the world. It was everything or nothing this year.
That's something you said. It was a really intense competition for you. What was the best bit of the competition?
I think the best bit of the competition was the drink right at the end. Once it was all over, we literally had nothing. We cut ourselves off from the world. I think what was really rewarding was in the semi-finals when we did the sugar showpiece. We've never done sugar. We're quite strong in chocolate, so we always sort of fell to our strengths and we worked to our strengths. And then we were tasked with a sugar showpiece. We've never ever done one before. We don't do sugar. We hadn't learned sugar. We didn't know anything about sugar. So we had 4 days of, I think we were in the kitchen for 19, 20 hours a day just practicing sugar, sugar, sugar. So to get through that round, I think that's when we thought, right, well, this is it. We can do that. We can nail the final. So it's really rewarding to learn a new skill, put it in practice, and then to be praised for it as well.
It's absolutely brilliant. Congratulations again. So what's going to be next for you?
Next on the cards, we're already starting practicing again. We've got Hotel Olympia coming up in February, which we won last year. And we've got the Culinary World Cup in Luxembourg next year as well. So the team's already back. We've been practicing for about 6 months now. Literally, I think it was a couple of weeks after Krem finished, we started practicing again. It's no rest for the wicked. We've got to keep pushing ourselves, not resting our morals, and see what else we can achieve and where else we can go and upset people, really, because we're always labelled as underdogs.
See, it's not just all the competition you're doing. You're still working in the officers' mess here at RAF Odeon, but also you're now producing cake to help RAF Benevolent Fund.
Yeah, today is a special day. We wanted to sort of give back to the station, give back to the RAF for all the support that they've given us over the competitions. So today we've decided, myself and Chris, and with the help of Nick, we've produced over 1,000 desserts today, a chocolate showpiece, a couple of big entremets, macaroons, moulded chocolates, and we've done it all for under £300, and we're looking to raise at least £1,000. I think we've been open about an hour and we're up to £400-£500 already.
Which is brilliant. So everyone's making donations. Is it just donations you're asking for?
We were going to ask for a set price, but we decided to sort of let the public pay what they want to pay. We opened up and a lady asked me how much one of them was. I said, well, I was looking for £10, and she gave me £40 straight away. It's what the public want to pay for it, really. We're just trying to get a bit of money back to the RAF Benevolent Fund, who have supported us, not just as caterers, but as this station at RAF Odeon.